not sure I can be completely optimistic, really. We are yet to see how the political situation in Zimbabwe unfolds the closer we get to the election, and then assess that condition and the way it will be managed, assess the extent to which the management of the election itself will adhere to the SADC principles that were adopted in August 2004 in Mauritius. What I need to straighten, though, is this. What President Mbeki's statement does not refer to the observation as yet. When he's talking about a team that has to go to Zimbabwe this week or next week, it is not yet the observer mission. This is supposed to be a fact-finding mission of legal experts from the three countries in SADC who constitute the troika that chairs the SADC organ on politics, defense, and security. The observer mission is yet to be constituted later and then be sent to Zimbabwe in due course. But what we should note, though, is that even in terms of the invitation alone, the Zimbabwe government is far behind, because the principles provide for invitation to be dispatched 90 days before the election.
How do you read that?
It suggests a number of things. One is that the observers who would be coming to observe the election in Zimbabwe will come late as a result of late invitation. One. Number two, the same observers, as they come late, they will not be able to observe in full the pre-election activities. Three, then if the invitation is late, then the accreditation process is also likely to be late, and this will affect the work of the observers if they are not accredited in good time.
Mr. Matlosa, what do we know about the progress made so far by the Mugabe government in meeting the SADC guidelines? I understand, for example, there was an electoral bill passed recently that promises the setting up of an electoral court to settle disputes arising from elections. It also creates a body to monitor the elections. And the ruling party, Mugabe, did adopt some opposition demands that included, for example, demands for polling stations to remain open for 12 consecutive hours instead of 8, and for indelible ink to be used during voting. I think that also President Mugabe has promised to give all contesting parties access to rights like broadcasting. So how much of these reforms are tangible and are true progress? And what remains to be done?
There has been new electoral reforms introduced in Zimbabwe, including the establishment of the electoral court to deal with election-related disputes, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, to improve the management of elections from the experiences that we have had in the past, like the 2002 elections, where you had more than three institutions managing elections: the Electoral Supervisory Commission, the Registrar General, the Directorate of Elections, and the Limitations Commission. We had four institutions managing an electoral process. Now, the new reform process establishes what is called the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. In our own thinking, we thought that this was going to replace these other structures that I've listed. But it seems to me that much as this was a quote-unquote an improvement on the way in which previous elections have been managed, it has not removed the other old structures. They still remain in place, like the Electoral Supervisory Commission. So the question then would be, what would be the kind of relationship between the Electoral Supervisory Commission and the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, which is a new structure? What I suspect will happen is the confusion of roles. Who does what, when? And is there a clear-cut division of labor between the two institutions?
In order to have elections that meet the SADC guidelines, what would you suggest that the Zimbabwe government do?
There are a number of limitations. The reform measures that have been introduced have not allowed adequate input from civil society organizations and other political interests, in particular opposition parties. We came up with a comprehensive report and major recommendations as to how best to reform Zimbabwe's electoral process. we had recommended, among other things, that the electoral model in Zimbabwe itself has to be reformed from the first-past-the-post electoral model to a proportional representation, for example. Those have not been entertained in the new electoral reform measures.